The following is a presentation of the New Skin BYU Sports Network. This is BYU Cougars Baseball.
Barrels that deep to left, and that will be into the pines, a solo home run.
Live coverage of BYU Baseball is brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. Now, for all the action, here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good afternoon, Cougar baseball fans, and from deep in the heart of Texas, welcome back inside UFCU Dish Falk Field in Austin for the series finale between the BYU Cougars and Texas Longhorns. BYU took the opener on Thursday. UT won the middle game last night, so today we bring you the rubber match. This afternoon's winner will be the series winner. Texas has won each of its first three Big 12 series, while for BYU, a win today would give the Cougs their second Big 12 series win in five tries. And with only 10 of 13 conference teams qualifying for the league tournament in Arlington next month, BYU will need to find a few series wins down the stretch to get to that tourney. I'm your play-by-play presenter, Greg Wrubell. And with first pitch today, straight ahead, here are today's starting lineups for Game 3, brought to you by Big O Tires. Stop by your locally owned and operated Big O Tires location. Big O Tires, the team you trust. BYU will lead off with Luke Anderson playing right field. Luke wears jersey number 11. Hitting second, number 26, the center fielder, Keone Painter, moved up in the batting order today. Hitting third is third baseman, number 17, Easton Jones. Hitting cleanup, the catcher, number 18, Colin Reuter. Hitting fifth and playing first base, number 7, Cooper Vest. Hitting sixth, the DH, number 33, Kuhio Aloy. Out of the seventh spot, the second baseman, number 5, Crew Robinson. Hitting eighth, shortstop, number 21, Chipper Beck. And hitting ninth, the left fielder Riker Scow, jersey number 45. No Breiker Herdsman in the batting order for BYU. He'll be out today, and so some shuffling in the outfield and in the batting order as a result. BYU starting pitcher today is Hayden Kuhn, jersey number 40. For Texas, starting pitcher taking his final warm-up tosses, number 38, the right-hander Max Grubbs. Batting order for UT, leading off and playing first base, number 9, Jared Thomas. Hitting second, the third baseman, number 15, Peyton Powell. Hitting third, the shortstop number 1, Jalen Flores. Hitting cleanup, the right fielder, number 44, Max Ballou. Hitting fifth, the catcher, number 6, Rylan Galvan. Hitting sixth, the center fielder, number 8, Will Gasparino. Hitting seventh, left fielder, number 4, Porter Brown. Hitting eighth, the DH, number 27, Jack O'Dowd. And hitting ninth for UT, the second baseman, number 30, D. Kennedy. Those are your starting lineups, brought to you by Big O Tires, the team you trust. And let's get this one underway. And we get underway with a grounder up the middle. D. Kennedy handles on the backhand and throws nicely over to first to get Luke Anderson on the first pitch of the game. So it's Kennedy to Thomas for the 4-3 and one gone here in the top of the first inning. Keone Painter, who batted ninth in the batting order in the series opener on Thursday, was not part of the starting lineup last night with a lefty on the hill, but came in as a defensive replacement for Breiker Herdsman. And Painter was batting sixth as a result last night and up to second in today's batting order. Fouls off the first pitch he sees from Max Grubbs. 0-1 the count to Keone Painter, the center fielder. Grubbs winds and deals, and that'll be fouled to the screen, so Grubbs gets ahead of Painter 0-2. Max Grubbs, 6'1", 200 pounds, the sophomore. Three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, change. The 0-2, that's fouled to the screen just in front of the Texas dugout to my right. Stays 0-2. Does have a sinker as part of his fastball arsenal. Fastball topping out in the low 90s, slider in the mid-80s, and a change in the low 80s. And that's barreled well to deep right field. Will it be fair or foul? It'll be just foul down the right field line. So we stay 0-2 in the count. Keone Painter batting 233. Does have hits in 8 of his last 10 games, bringing that number up. 0-2 to Painter. Grubbs winds and fires and misses on the outside edge. Fastball at 90 away. 1-2 to Painter. Max Grubbs coming in 2 today, 4-0, with a very tidy 1.87 ERA, making his fifth start. That's in the dirt, 2-2. It's an all-artificial turf surface here, except for the pitcher's mound. Red clay on the hill. and turf surface everywhere else. Left-handed hitting, Keone Painter turns on that and drills it into the dugout netting in front of the Texas dugout. So a long count here, stays 2-2. It was a one-pitch at-bat for Luke Anderson, and Painter is making Grubbs work here as the second batter of the day. Just underway, BYU and UT on a coolish Saturday. That's fouled to the backstop, stays 2-2. It was 80s and sunshine Thursday and Friday nights. 70s cloud cover and a stiffer breeze today. Still very, very pleasant, just not the heat that it was the last two. And misses inside with a slider. Texas fans, catcher Rylan Galvan, and Grubbs thought they had the ring up of Keone Painter, but he works from 0-2 to a full count with one out and no one on here in the top of the first. Grubbs working first base side of the rubber, winds and fires, and walked him after getting ahead 0-2. So Painter works a walk that included multiple foul balls in the at-bat, and he takes his base. So the Cougars have a one-out walk, bringing Easton Jones to the plate. Easton 2-for-9 in the series with a solo home run last night. That was his 8th of the year, 11th of his BYU career. In Big 12 play, Easton is second to only to Max Ballou of Texas for home runs in league play with 6. Ballou's got 7. Grubbs facing Easton Jones, righty v. righty here. That'll be a fastball biting the outside edge of the frame for strike one. The fans sarcastically applaud the call from home plate umpire Randy Rosenberg. 0-1, Grubbs ahead of Easton Jones. That'll be in the dirt, holding his stance and trotting back to first is Keone Painter. A one-out walk of Painter, bringing Jones up. Easton hitting 307 on the year. 286, it drops a bit with runners on, and BYU does have a runner on in Painter, the 1-1. Off speed, and Easton swings through strike two. 10th all-time meeting between BYU and Texas. Texas leads the series 7-2. 8 of the preceding 9 games here in Austin, including each of the last 8. A check back of Keone Painter at first base. Keone 1-for-1 on stolen base tries. BYU just 15 stolen bases on 23 attempts this year. Texas 24-for-29. Then Painter takes off on cue. A swing and a miss from Jones, and the tag is missed at second. And Painter slides in with a stolen base as Jones trudges back to the dugout after a strikeout. So two gone here in the top of the first. Jones down with his third strikeout of the series. It'll bring up Colin Reuter. Reuter with hits in 9 of his last 10 games. Swinging a really good bat. 4 hits in this series. 4-for-10 for Colin. Painter in scoring position at second base after a stolen base. He was on the move on a 2-strike count. Swipes his second bag of the year. Meantime, Reuter takes strike one from Max Grubbs. The right-hander Grubbs deals and misses down and away. Slider off the frame for ball one. 1-1 to Colin Reuter. Colin had a solo shot on Thursday. Second home run of his year. 8th of his BYU career. The 1-1 from Grubbs to Reuter. And Colin's going to foul that back out of play. We're at UFCU Dish Falk Field here in Austin. Capacity 7,373. And two really good crowds in games 1 and 2. 72-65 and 76-62 officially. Well, there were some empty seats, of course, in those numbers, but those are the ticket sold totals at a great venue for college baseball. It'll be grounded sharply, but foul down the third baseline. 1-2 the count to Colin Reuter. Some hazy sunshine trying to break through was much denser cloud cover about 30 minutes ago, but it's breaking up just a bit and getting a little brighter here in Austin. Not exactly shadows yet on the field. And Colin hammers that one high and deep to left, and that will be long gone. Two-run shot, and the Cougs open on top here in the top of the first. Colin Reuter, second home run of the series, third of his year, ninth of his BYU career, and the Cougs open on top 2-0 here in the top of the first with a Zions Bank home run, and that was launched by Colin Reuter. Home runs this season brought to you by Zions Bank, for banking that helps you game plan for life. Zions Bank is for you. And here's a number for you. That is BYU's first two-out hit of the series. BYU was 0 for 17 with two outs. Texas was 12 for 28 hitting with two outs. And BYU finally gets a two-out hit, and it's a big one. A two-run home run scoring Keone Painter, 2-0 Cougs. And Cooper Vest now bats. Left-handed hitting Cooper Vest, the first baseman, facing Max Grubbs. Grubbs has just gave up the first home run of his year. A check swing strike on Vest. And the count's 1-1. Max Grubbs, a 1.87 ERA, has given up two earned runs here in the first, and the first home run of his season. Foul down the first baseline. 1-2 the count to Cooper Vest. Colin Reuter, now 5-for-11 in the series with four RBI. Two nothing Cougs, top one. And the 1-2 goes to even at 2-2. BYU in the game at 1 on Thursday scored 2 in the top of the first. And BYU's again put up a crooked number in the top of the first inning here in Austin. Staking Hayden Kuhn to a lead. And that'll be in tight on Coop. The count goes full. And the fans are already getting testy here. Max Grubbs on the hill, works on the severe first base side of the rubber. His toe is, you know, barely catching the rubber on the first base side, creating an interesting angle as Cooper Vest sky-highs it into foul territory, into the stands, down the left field line. Count remain full. Three balls, two strikes, two gone, no one on. It was a two-out hit for Colin Reuter. It opened the scoring for BYU. On Thursday, BYU was 0 for 8 with two outs. And on Friday, 0 for 9 with two outs. They get a big two-out hit to open this one as Cooper Vest goes down swinging. Three gone for BYU in the top of the first. After a half inning, it is BYU 2, Texas no score for BYU. Two runs on a hit, no errors, and no one left on. We go bottom one. Cougs up, a deuce on the new skin, BYU Sports Network. Oh, let's actually take a break. Good point. Yes, we were going to get to the Trent Pratt pregame interview. As we head to the bottom of the first inning, let's hear from BYU's third-year head coach Trent Pratt in our leadoff interview presented by doTERRA. doTERRA, pursue what's pure. And this afternoon, Coach Pratt tells us about his pitching plans for today with all hands on deck as BYU plays for the series win.
Yeah, we'll start Hayden Kuhn and then go from there. Hopefully he can give us, you know, three or four or five strong innings, and then we'll go from there.
A lot of things to like about these first two games, I think. You've actually outscored Texas through two games, which is tough to do.
Yeah, we've competed. I thought we'd done a good job. It's just, I mean, yesterday we talked after the game. It was one big hit in a big spot. They got one and we didn't, and that's baseball. But it was a good game yesterday, and we're ready to come back and compete our tails off again today.
Coming into the weekend, Cooper Vest moved down a couple spots in the lineup, and his bat's come alive, giving you some nice pop in the back end.
Yeah, and Coop has that ability, so hopefully we can keep that going today and get a couple of the guys to get rolling as well.
I think it's a good sign, the way Coop's swinging it. I mean, he was always going to, I thought, bust out.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, hopefully we can just keep, you know, like I said, like, it's a game. We've got to stay steady and not get two up or two down, and hopefully Coop can just keep staying steady and put some more barrels on the ball today.
Okay. Back to Hayden. You start him, and then you just see how he goes, and then kind of let it ride out from there?
Yep. See what happens after that and just match up the rest of the game.
How about the pitching matchup with Grubbs for them?
Grubbs has been good. So Manny's a strike thrower with three pitches, so we got to do a good job of, you know, getting him on the plate, and when he makes a mistake, making him pay.
Every game and every series is huge, but, man, taking two of three from Texas would be a big step toward accomplishing your goals this year.
Yeah, trying to win series. Doesn't matter who it's against. You want to win a series, and we got a chance to do that today.
All right, Coach, good luck in that, and we will talk to you postgame. Thank you.
Good. Thanks, Greg.
All right, that is Trent Pratt. BYU with a 2-0 lead heading into the bottom of the first. BYU this year 9-4 when scoring first. The Cougs are also 7-3 when scoring in the first inning. As BYU's done both of those things here this afternoon, it'll be Hayden Kuhn, a 1-1 record, a 0.56 ERA. Had a cameo a couple of nights ago in the series opener. But didn't have to do a lot of work that night, so he's still relatively fresh for Saturday. Hayden Kuhn has gone 16 innings, making his second start of the year. He was the Game 2 of the doubleheader starter against Kansas last weekend. First batter for UT, Jared Thomas. Thomas coming in on a 13-game hit streak. 2-for-8 in the series. Left-handed bat of Jared Thomas facing the right-hander, Hayden Kuhn. And Kuhn delivers a called strike one to open the count to Thomas. And again, the fans grumble, thinking it was a little low. Hayden Kuhn bringing you a three-pitch mix, fastball, slider, change. And gets Thomas swinging through, strike two. So Hayden gets ahead 0-2 on Thomas. Thomas hitting .405 on the year. And there are great batting averages peppered up and down this Texas lineup. The 0-2. A chase pitch away, and holding back is Thomas for a 1-2 count. Fastball 87-92 for Hayden. Slider in the high 70s and a change in the low 80s. One ball, two strikes to Thomas. Handcuffed him. A swing and a miss. A dropped third strike. So Colin Rudel will toss down to first to make it official with Cooper Vest. But Thomas goes down on strikes. Hayden Kuhn retires the first batter via the forward K. That was an 85 mile per hour offering that Thomas swung through for the first out in the bottom of the first inning. Peyton Powell, back-to-back lefty bats, has been the case for all three games of the series. Powell, the third baseman. The base is clear, one gone, and BYU a two-run lead, 2-0. Fastball piped in for a called strike one. BYU today with navy caps, navy jerseys, gray pants, and the wording Cougs in block lettering across the chest in gray. Another called strike, 0-2. Kuhn gets ahead. Fastball at 86 across the plate. And BYU in the shift with Beck, the shortstop, playing at second. The second baseman, Robinson, playing in short right field, and Jones playing where short would be, as that's fastball high. 1-2 the count. So three BYU infielders on the right side of the field and only Jones on the left side. Playing Powell for the pull. And he slapped it opposite field. Had that been about five more yards inward, that's going to be extra bases easily with no one on that side of the field. He tried to slap it oppo, and it's fouled down the third baseline. Count remains 1-2. Peyton Powell batting .336. One gone, no one on. Bottom one, 2-0 Cougs. Kuhn winds and fires and misses well away. Two balls, two strikes. BYU in the first inning getting its first two-out hit and first two-out RBI of the series. That Colin Reuter two-run home run. That'll be grounded over the head of Kuhn. Charging hard is Beck. The fire to first and got him. 6-3 ground out. And so playing out of the shift, Beck had a hard charge from the right side of second base for that chopper over the head of Kuhn. Well handled, and the fire over to Cooper Vest for out number two. Chipper Beck playing his 14th consecutive game at shortstop. That'll go as a 6-3 ground out. Positionally, it played like a 4-3 with the shift on. Now it's a right-handed bat and Jalen Flores. Flores' solo home run last night. Another interesting thing about the Reuter home run in the first inning, it's the first home run with a runner on base in this series. The first six home runs were all solo shots, three for Texas and three for BYU. That's sky high. to short left field. It'll get into the stands about 10 rows up. Actually, two homers for Texas, four for BYU coming in two today. The Cougs have their fifth home run of the series and their first with a man aboard. BYU had 0 2-out RBIs through games one and two, zero of their 10 runs. Texas, of their 9 runs, 7 had been driven in with 2 out. So the Cougars reversed their 2 out fortune early in this one. The 0-2 count, meantime, to Jalen Flores. Kuhn working third base side of the rubber. Comes set, kicks and delivers. A check and a called ball on the off speed away from the right-handed hitting Flores. One ball, two strikes to the Texas shortstop. Hopefully the Cougars solving their two-out woes is a harbinger of even better things to come rest of this game. But BYU's played really well to outscore Texas through two games. 10-9 is the score line coming into the day. Now 12-9 with the Reuter home run. You outscore a Texas team over two games plus you're doing something. This is a potent offensive lineup. The 2-2. That's high, so three straight balls after an 0-2 start for Kuhn. Hayden coming in two today with a 1.71 strikeout-to-walk ratio. A handy whip of 1.06. Grubbs' whip is 1.13. Two good pitchers on the hill today, and he lost him with four straight balls. And Hayden Kuhn kind of shaking his fist like, yeah, I know. So trotting to first base is Flores. And again, Texas has done all kinds of damage with two out in this series. Last night, BYU got the first two batters in order defensively in the first, the second, the third, the fourth innings. And then things began to come unspooled a little bit. And Texas was doing all of its damage with two outs. Texas hitting .429 with two outs in this series. And that's a fifth straight ball delivered by Hayden Kuhn as he faces Max Ballou, the big bat of Ballou. He could tie this game with one swing. He leads the Big 12 in home runs in conference play, 11 home runs on the year, second to his teammate Jalen Flores, who's on first base after a two-out walk. They'll check Flores as Kuhn throws over to Vest. The story of the series, despite the fact that BYU's outscored Texas, has been what Texas does with two outs, and there are two outs here in the first. That's a wave through the off-speed from Ballou. Nice pitch from Kuhn. Evens the count at 1-1. Max Ballou's reached base in six consecutive games. Batting .333 on the year. That dips to .300 with two out. And there are two out here in the bottom of the first. 2-0 Cougs. Strike two on Ballou. Waves at an 85-mile-per-hour pitch from Kuhn. Max Ballou 4-for-7 in this series. Now Kuhn's ahead 1-2. Jalen Flores on first with a two-out walk. Tying runs in the box in Ballou. Taking off is Flores and grounded foul. A weak dribbler to first base coach Cam Constantine. Cam Constantine is the rare first base coach who's actually an active roster player for Texas. Cam Constantine at first. Steve Rodriguez at third are the base coaches for head coach David Pierce. In his eighth season in Austin, 13th season overall. One ball, two strikes from Kuhn to Ballou. Left-handed bat of Ballou. And pitch well away. Evens the count at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Flores on first. Three of the first four bats for Coach Pierce are left-handed bats. Thomas in the one hole, Peyton in the two, and Ballou at cleanup. The right-hander Kuhn kicks and fires and just misses the outside edge. So the count goes full. Flores will be on the move. Three balls, two strikes, two gone, one on. Bottom one, 2-0 Cougs on a Colin Reuter two-run home run with two out in the top of the first inning, scoring Keone Painter. Payoff pitch and missed it inside. That was a really nice pitch at 90 miles per hour. Colin Reuter stood as if he's going to end the inning with that pitch, and it was called a ball. That appeared to be a really nice paint job pitch on the inside edge. Instead, it's a walk of Ballou, and it's back-to-back two-out walks issued by Hayden Kuhn. And again, the theme was BYU getting in trouble once two outs were recorded last night and even Thursday. So looking to put a cork in this right here, right now. It's Rylan Galvan, the right-handed hitting catcher, and he's reached base in his last five games. Ball delivered by Kuhn. Kuhn was kind of sailing along here and now struggling just a bit to find the zone. Back-to-back walks here of Flores and Ballou. And the go-ahead runs in the box in a 2-0 ball game. Two straight balls by Hayden Kuhn. That breaker missing away. Two balls, no strikes, two out, two on. Flores earning a two-out walk, and then Ballou a two-out walk. Will Gasparino's on deck. The long, lanky center fielder. Waiting to see if he hits in this inning or waits till the second. Foul to the netting above the Texas dugout. Count goes to 2-1. Hayden Kuhn's long outing came in his one start against Kansas last weekend. Four innings complete, 55 pitches in that one. The 2-1. And grooves in. A breaking ball for strike two. 2-2 the count. The glance back at second. The kick and deliver, and it's in the dirt. Count is full again. So Kuhn's already walked consecutive batters. And now he's got Rylan Galvan a ball away from loading the bases on walks. The crowd gets loud. Hayden Kuhn cups the glove over his receiving earpiece as he gets the call and delivers the ball and gets a called strikeout of Rylan Galvan. The breaker from Kuhn ends the half inning for Texas with no damage done for UT. No runs on no hits. There were no errors. And two were left aboard. We go top two. BYU 2-0. The lead on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar baseball, let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
BYU baseball presented in part by Bam Bam's Barbecue. Bam Bam's perfectly smoking each cut of meat just for you. Come on in and enjoy Central Texas Barbecue right there in Provo, Utah. Bam Bam's Barbecue, authentic to the bone. BYU with a 2-0 lead heading into the top of the second. We're here at UFCU Dish Falk Field in Austin. 50th season of this venue. All time at home. Texas an 80% win rate. 78% under head coach David Pierce. Max Grubbs facing Cujillo Aloy. Grounds it to third. Third baseman Powell comes up firing and nicely fielded and handled for out number one. So a first pitch swing by Cujillo Aloy, the DH. And a ground out 5-3. Cujillo is now 1-for-7 in the series. And one gone for Crew Robinson. Crew was second in the batting order on Thursday and Friday. Bumped down to seventh today. As Crew is 0-for-6 in the series. And that'll be a base hit to right field. First base hit of the series for Crew. Just to the right of the diving first baseman, Jared Thomas, so a 3-4 hole single for Crew, and one aboard for Chipper Beck. BYU has its second hit of the game. The first hit was a two-run home run by Colin Reuter in the first, scoring Keone Painter, who had drawn a one-out walk. Out of the eight hole, the shortstop, Chipper Beck, has one hit in the series. It was a solo home run in the opener on Thursday. It was a second inning solo home run. We're in the second inning here on Saturday. A healthy hack there from Chipper. Swings through the off-speed for strike one. Max Grubbs on the hill, the right-hander. And the right-handed batting, Chipper Beck. Three lefty bats for head coach Trent Pratt today. Painter, Vest, and Robinson. Robinson just reached with a single. That gets away from catcher Galvan. Does not find it. And still on the move is Crew Robinson. Takes two bases on the wild pitch. Galvan just could not find it. It went high in the air and rolled to the backstop, and good coaching from Adam Law as he was sending Robinson first to third. And so now the sac fly is in play, as on third with One out is Crew Robinson for Chipper Beck in a 1-1 count. That wild pitch evaded Galvan, and he was just clueless as to the ball was. And Robinson was taking a wide angle around second, goes first to third on the wild pitch. Squaring now is Beck and can't get it down. Creates a two-strike count. Likely the bunt comes off. And so the safety squeeze was on with Beck squaring and Robinson at third. On deck is Riker Scow. 2-0 BYU. Cougs looking to add to their lead here in the second inning. The 1-2 from Grubbs to Beck. Beck is swinging away. And it's a base hit. It's an RBI single to left. And the Cougs take a 3-0 lead. So back-to-back singles out of the 7 and 8 hole for BYU as Chipper Beck drives home Crew Robinson, and the Cougs take a 3-0 lead. Another solid start for the Cougs, reminiscent of Thursday's opener. And kind of a grumbly collection of fans here at Dish Falk Field here in Austin. A check back of first is diving back head first is Chipper Beck. Chipper with the RBI single. RBI number 11 on the year for the Cougars shortstop. And Riker Scow, like Chipper, bats with a fluorescent yellow barrel. Right-handed hitting Scow. Takes low for ball one. Now some shadows begin to create themselves here as the sun gets just a little brighter on this cloud-covery day. It's trying to break through. 3-0. BYU's broken through on three hits. And that will be an opposite field. Seeing eye single to right. And going first to third is Beck. And it's runners on the corners with one out now. Back to back to back singles out of the 7, 8, and 9 holes. Just what you want to see. Robinson, Beck, and Scow all with base hits. Three consecutive singles. You throw a wild pitch in there and you got a run scored. And now runners on the corners with one gone for the top of the order and Luke Anderson. So Beck going first to third. Scow on first. And a mound visit from David Pierce to Max Grubbs. 3-0 BYU. 3-0 on four hits. And the Cougars looking for more here in inning number two. Luke Anderson, 2-for-9 now in the series. Looking for his first RBI in this series. As a run scored, a walk, and three strikeouts. He is BYU's batting average leader. So a great situation developing for BYU. A lot of good things happening already early. Two out hits in the first inning. They get the two-run home run where they hadn't had a single two-out hit or RBI the entire series. And now here in the second, after a Cujillo Aloy ground out, the 7, 8, and 9 hitters all provide back-to-back-to-back base hits. Crew Robinson's coming around to score. Beck is now on third. Scow on first. Runners on the corners. And a 3-0 BYU lead. The Cougars coming into the day had an RBI rate of 532 with RBI opportunities with a runner on third and less than two out. And they've added to that average already here in the second inning with Robinson scoring on a one-out single from Chipper Beck. And now it's Luke Anderson looking to bring at least Beck home. Sack fly would get the job done if he gets it up in the air. Luke Anderson, in addition to leading BYU in batting average, leads in hits and runs and doubles and walks and stolen bases, doing a little bit of everything for BYU. Luke's got three home runs on the year. 3-0 Cougs, and that could get a run home. It's a fly ball to right field. Right fielder Ballou settling under it, tagging and taking off as the throw comes home, and sliding in just ahead of it is Chipper Beck for run number four. For the Cougs, second of the inning, it's a 4-0 BYU lead. The sack fly for Luke Anderson. That was a nice throw from Ballou in right field, but just deep enough to bring home Chipper Beck. A good tag and score, head-first slide, 4-0 Cougs. Crooked numbers in the first and the second innings now. And Keone Painter will now bat. Four nothing BYU, four runs on four hits, opposite field out of play. So Beck scores. Staying at first is Riker Scow. Now it's one on and two gone. Here in the top of the second, crooked numbers in the first and second, two apiece. Four runs on four hits for BYU. 4-0 lead. And Grubbs misses away. Fastball outside. And there's already activity in the Texas bullpen. This was similar to what happened Thursday when LBJ, LeBaron Johnson Jr., labored early through a lot of pitches and didn't last very long as Scow will take off with a stolen base try, and he's out at second. The throw from Galvan gets Scow on the stolen base try, and the Cougars are out on the base paths. But for BYU in the second, two runs on three hits. There were no errors and one left to board. 4-0 BYU, bottom two next here on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Cougar Baseball brought to you by doTERRA. doTERRA, proud sponsor of the BYU baseball team. BYU 4, Texas no score, heading to the bottom of the second earlier today in Orlando. Softball was swept by UCF 5-4, the final in eight innings. BYU trailing 2-0, took a 3-2 lead. Game tied at 3. Cougs took a 4-3 lead. UCF tied at bottom 7 and won at bottom 8. 5-4 the final in Orlando. Better news on the baseball side so far. Will Gasparino leads off the Texas second. The center fielder batting right side against right-handed throwing Hayden Kuhn. And Kuhn gets called strike one. Fastball at 90 down the heart. The strikeout leader for Texas is Gasparino, and he swings and misses to put himself in an 0-2 hole. 38 strikeouts on the year. Leads Texas. Interestingly, Easton Jones has also 38 strikeouts on the year to lead BYU in that category. The 0-2 from Kuhn comes inside and got him. It hit him. Oh, man alive. Losing a hitter on an 0-2 count with an HBP. Just brushed his jersey. That's unfortunate. So Gasparino takes his base. And Porter Brown will now bat. 0-2 count, and if you're going to miss away, not in. And he caught the jersey and puts Gasparino aboard, leadoff batter on first for the Texas Longhorns here in the second. Porter Brown on a 12-game streak of reaching base. Lefty bat against the righty Kuhn and fouls it off home plate 0-1. Kuhn gets early ahead. Texas has led the Big 12 in home attendance in 15 consecutive seasons. And a lot of burnt orange in the stands on this pleasant Saturday afternoon. A little more sunshine now breaking through. Some shadows on the diamond. The wind blowing out to left. Out of the south-southeast. Kuhn with a pickoff try at first, and he got him! Erases the base runner. What a move from Hayden Kuhn. The pickoff of Gasparino, and one gone here in the bottom of the second. Oh, well, Hayden says, I'm going to make amends for hitting a guy in an 0-2 count. Erases him with a pickoff. Just a laser to first, and Vest slaps down the tag, and Gasparino heads back to the dugout. One gone now, and an 0-1 count to Porter Brown. Brown goes oppo, and fouled out of play down the left field line. So Kuhn again gets ahead 0-2. I'm fairly certain Hayden's not going to give himself a chance of clipping Porter Brown on the 0-2 count. So 1-3 on the pickoff of Gasparino. 0-2 to Brown. And that chase pitch is away. And laying off is Brown for a 1-2 count. 4-0 BYU. Four runs on four hits for BYU. No errors for either team. Texas scoreless and hitless. The 1-2 to Brown. That's up top. Fastball missing high. 2-2 the count. Porter Brown, 2-for-7 in the series, has left 7 on board. And no one on board for him to leave. Base is clear with one gone here in the second. He checked. They appeal and no dice. Full count now to Brown. He looked at third base umpire Clint Wheeler. He said, nope. Clint Wheeler at third, Michael Banks at second, Jason Millsap at first, and Randy Rosenberg, your home plate arbiter. 3-2, one out, no one on here in the bottom of the second, 4-0 Cougs. Kuhn comes set and delivers. Opposite field high and deep to left. Left fielder back, and that will be gone. That kept going and going, and thanks to the strong wind here in Austin, it's a one-run ball game. Porter Brown with an opposite field home run, his sixth of the year. It's a 4-1 ball game. May have inadvertently said a one-run ball game. No, it's a three-run ball game. It's a 4-1 score. As the Cougs with two in the first and two in the second see the Longhorns score their first run. That Gasparino erasure on the pickoff is a big play now as Brown's home run was a solo shot. Jack O'Dowd, the DH, now bats out of the eight hole. 4-1 BYU. Grounder foul down the first baseline. 1-1 the count. Porter Brown has now reached base in 13 consecutive games. That was Brown's first RBI since March 17th. 3 weeks without an RBI for Brown. He breaks that string in style with an opposite field wind-aided home run. Again, off the bat, you're not thinking dinger, and then Scow just kept drifting back and back and back, and that wind is carrying right out to left field. The flags are stiff out in center field toward that left field corner. A swing and a miss of O'Dowd, and 2-2 the count from Kuhn. 78 degrees, and the wind is 15 miles per hour out of the south to left field. A swing and a miss, and O'Dowd is on down on strikes. Two gone for Texas here in the second. This has been an eventful first couple of innings. Two-run home run from Colin Reuter in the first. Two more runs for BYU in the second on three consecutive singles and a sack fly. And here in the bottom of the second, Porter Brown a solo shot. Texas's third home run of the series. BYU has five home runs in the series. D. Kennedy, the nine-hole hitter. Take strike one. Took the barrel off the shoulder, but didn't offer it the slider from Kuhn. 4-1, BYU lead. Two gone, no one on, and that slider misses low and away. One ball, one strike to Kennedy. Kennedy saw his six-game hit streak ended last night as he went 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. Batting 262 and takes strike two. So 1-2 the count. That's fastball upper part of the zone, but a nice grooved-in heater. One ball, two strikes. See, Hayden tries to wipe him out here. The 1-2. And a swing and a miss. Off speed from Hayden. And the Cougs get out of the second, giving up a single run on a single hit. There were no errors and no one left on. The Porter Brown solo shot makes it a 4-1 ball game. BYU a 3-1 lead to the third on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
Opposite field solo shot putting Texas on the board in the bottom of the second. We go top three, BYU leading at 4-1. Cougar baseball brought to you by New Skin, your innovative beauty and wellness company that helps you look, feel, and live better. Painter, Jones, and Reuter due up for BYU here in the top of the third. 4-1 Cougs on top. Keone is first at bat, walked, and was brought home on a Colin Reuter two-run home run in the first. Lifts that high and out of play down the left field line. No balls and a strike to Painter. Keone in the series, 2-for-7 with three RBI. A couple of walks and a run scored. And he finds himself in an 0-2 hole, as that's called strike. Fastball on the lower part of the frame. The 0-2 is Max Grubbs working into his third inning of work. Sees Painter lift a fly ball to short left field. It will get down, but in foul territory. With three fielders giving chase, we stay 0-2 to Painter. Max Grubbs, a whip of 1.13. Strikeout to walk ratio of 3.83. And a high pitch count of 97 coming into the day. Long outing, 7 innings on the year. And on the 0-2, just missing low. And in on Painter. 1-2. The cloud cover now gets denser. That brief hint of sunshine dissipating. Breaking ball stays high. 2-2 to Painter. Painter homerless thus far in his BYU career. The native of Hawaii. And rips that for a base hit to right on the ground. A 3-4 hole shot for Keone Painter. And leads off the third with a base hit to the right field, short right field area. Max Ballou coming in to collect on the ground. So the Cougs have their fifth hit of the game. BYU had 5 hits all of last night. Already 5 hits in 2 innings. No outs yet recorded here in the third. Easton Jones struck out swinging in the first. He bats now in the second with a man on. And swinging from the heels is Easton Jones through strike one. Mentioned a moment ago, leads BYU in strikeouts with now 38 on the year. But he also leads BYU in home runs, slugging percentage, and total bases. And a solo home run last night. Eighth of his year. And misses at a breaking ball. No 0-2. Grubbs is getting a lot of 0-2 counts. He's ahead 0-2 to Jones here. Easton's 2-for-10 in the series. 2 runs and an RBI. The RBI courtesy of his solo shot last night. 4-1 BYU lead. And stays alive in the count as he fouls it out of play down the right field line. Easton coming into the day. Well, actually hitting now 3-0-4. He was 3-0-5 in his last at-bat. Hitting 280 with runners on. And a foul ball to the backstop. Count remains 0-2. BYU flying home after the game tonight at Utah Tuesday. Then a homestand starts with 3 against Baylor next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 4-1 BYU lead here. And Jones will take high for the first ball in the count. Fastball missing up top. 1-2. Baylor series pretty big. It's one of those teams that's in the same vicinity as you in the standings. And again, 3 Big 12 teams will miss the conference tournament. So a series win against a team like Baylor is all but essential if you want to make it to Arlington next month. Jones will reset in a 1-2 count. The surprise of the early part of the Big 12 season remains TCU. TCU picked to win the league, lagging in the bottom tier and trailing today at Cincy, 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth. The 1-2. And a miss away. Fastball missing down and outside. So 2-2. The 0-2 count becomes 2-2. Painter on first. And Jones in the box. 6 Big 12 home runs of his 8 on the year. Grubbs from the stretch. Winds and fires and gets Jones foul tip that time. So he stays alive in the count. Foul tip and count stays 2-2. BYU a losing record in daytime games. 7-10 on the year. Texas 9-5 in matinees. Turns on that and lines it just past the third base coach, Adam Law. Into foul territory down that left field line. A long count, a long at-bat here for Jones. And Grubbs is already into the 50s with his pitch count here in the top of the third. 4-1 BYU lead. Painter a leadoff single here in the third. He'll step back as the throw to first is a check of Painter. Steps back in safely. Getting counsel there from first base coach Tyler Coolbaugh. As noted last night, Tyler's dad, Scott, an all-time great Texas baseball player in the mid to late 80s here. And Easton keeps in the count, fouls another one away. A lot of long at-bats for BYU batters against Texas pitching early. as Grubbs is getting that pitch count up, and pitchers remain throwing in the Texas pen. The 2-2 delivery. And there it is. Ooh, another foul tip. And this one not caught. So Jones appeared to have struck out twice in this at-bat. Both times were foul tips, and neither were caught by the catcher. So we stay 2-2. It's turning into an epic at-bat here from Easton Jones. Two balls, two strikes to kick and fire. And opposite field high in the air. To short right field, Ballou getting an angle on it and making the catch for out number one. So after all of that, a fly out to right for Easton Jones. Colin Reuter, who opened the scoring for BYU with a two-run home run in the first, will now bat with a man on here in the third. As it's a mound visit for head coach David Pierce and a new pitcher for the Longhorns. In 60 seconds, we'll come back with a new Texas pitcher on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
For more Cougar baseball, let's rejoin Greg Wrubell.
Head coach David Pierce going to his bullpen for Cole Selvig. Interesting call with Colin Reuter coming to the plate. Selvig making only his sixth appearance, has gone only seven innings on the year. 13 hits in those seven innings. Seven runs, all earned. Six strikeouts, one walk. His ERA is 9.00, and batters hitting .394 against Selvig. Again, it's only seven innings of work, so a small sample size, but he's been teed off on, having given up two home runs along his seven hits conceded. So it's Cole Selvig, a 6-foot, 205-pound freshman from Altoona, Wisconsin, that enters the game that BYU leads by a score of 4-1. And with Keone Painter on first base, Colin Reuter steps into the batter's box. Reuter gave BYU a 2-0 lead in the first with a two-run shot scoring Painter. And now Painter's aboard for Reuter here in the third inning. 4-1 BYU top three. BYU four runs on five hits and Texas one run on one hit. The Texas one hit was a Porter Brown RBI solo shot. The home run for Brown is sixth of the year. And again, driving in his first run in 3 weeks. You're ready to go. Cooper Vest is on deck as Colin Reuter gets ready to stride in. Colin now with hits in 10 of his last 11 games. His hit streak is now 10 games. And his reach base streak is 21 games. He had to miss a week recently due to injury, but has come back none the worse for wear, and has been on a tear for BYU. So, he of the 10-game hit streak, Colin Reuter, digs in to face Cole Selvig. Reuter's home run on the first, the third of his year, ninth of his BYU career. He's got a runner on board here in the third, and here we go. Selvig will first check Painter with a throw over to Jared Thomas at first. Painter steps back. Keone on the year, 1-for-1. Make it 2-for-2 on his stolen base tries. He did steal a base in the first here today. That's a fastball delivered away for ball one from Selvig. Colin Reuter batting .321 on the year. Takes strike one. Fastball on the lower outside edge. Cole Selvig's last appearance came 4 days ago, the midweek against Abilene Christian this past Tuesday. He went an inning, gave up two hits, no runs, striking out one and walking one. One ball, one strike, one out, one on, and a 4-1 ball game, top three here in Austin. Reuter, a very upright batting stance, holding the bat well above his right shoulder, and hammers that one to center field, back into the wall as a center fielder, Gasparino, and it is over the wall for another two-run home run. Colin Reuter makes it 6-1. His second two-run jack of the day. And the Cougs lead by five. He is seeing the ball really well. Colin in the series now 6-for-12 with six RBI. 3 home runs, 2 today, 6-1 Cougs. And as he did in the first, he brings Keone Painter home. That was blistered to left center. Cooper Vest will now bat. And this crowd silenced here in Austin. What a start for BYU. 2 in the first, 2 in the second, 2 in the third. And it's 6-1 BYU. As Vest is in a 2-0 count. But as I mentioned on Thursday, no lead is big enough against Texas. This is a Texas team averaging 8 runs and 11 hits per game. So you got to get greedy. 6 runs on 6 hits for BYU today. Selvig is in a 3-0 hole to Vest. 3 straight balls delivered. Selvig, fastball high. The fans grumbling and thinking they had a top-of-the-zone strike. It was called ball by home plate umpire Randy Rosenberg. Colin Reuter, a pair of 2-run home runs. As BYU has a 6-1 lead here in Austin. Wind blowing out to left. And taking his base, I think it was going to be ball four regardless. Might have clipped the pants of Cooper Vest. Either way, he is aboard and still only one out. And this Cole Selvig experiment not going well for the time being, and all kinds of activity in the Texas bullpen. Cujillo Aloy, 0-1 today, 1-7 in the series. Right-handed bat of Aloy facing Cole Selvig. On first is Vest. And Cujillo skies that one to short left center. Left fielder Brown shading his eyes and making the catch for out number 2. So Cujillo is 0-2 on the day and 1-8 in the series. Flies out to Porter Brown and left. And just to go back to Cooper Vest, he was judged to be hit by the pitch. Would have been ball four, but it clipped his uniform. And so he's on first with 2 gone for Crew Robinson. He singled and scored in that 2-run second. It's already a 2-run third for BYU. Colin Reuter, 3 home runs in the series. And Robinson lifts that to Porter Brown in left field. And that's caught for out number 3. So back-to-back flyouts to left, but BYU in the third. 2 runs on 2 hits. The big hit, a Colin Reuter 2-run home run.
You're listening to BYU Baseball. Here's the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
On the strength of 2 Colin Reuter 2-run home runs, 2 more Zions Bank home runs for BYU. It's 6-1 BYU. Home runs brought to you by Zions Bank. For banking that helps you game plan for life, Zions Bank is for you. BYU now with 6 home runs in this series to 3 for Texas. And Texas is a top 10 team in home runs and home runs per game. BYU's acting like the big boppers in this one here in Austin. Hayden Kuhn into his third inning of work. Delivers a strike called on the outside edge for the left-handed hitting Jared Thomas. Back to the top of the order for UT here in the bottom of the third. That'll be a 2-hopper to the shift, and playing in short right, the shift does the job as Crew Robinson comes up with that grounder deep in the hole in short right field and throws over to Cooper Vest for the 4-3 ground out. And that was a shift ground out, and they're going to stay in the shift for Peyton Powell. So with this shift, Chipper Beck will play at second. Crew Robinson plays in short right field, and Cooper Vest hugs the line at first base. And the right fielder is Luke Anderson. The batter is Peyton Powell. Thomas grounding out 4-3 a moment ago. One out here in the bottom of the third. That was a 91-mile-per-hour fastball from Kuhn missing down and away. 1-0 the count to Powell. Has reached base in 15 consecutive games coming into today. Grounded out to short in the first. And takes a called strike. A heater on the top part of the zone. 1-1 the count to Powell. Peyton Powell batting .333 on the season. All hands on deck for BYU when it comes to pitching, but Hayden throwing it well. And so no need to get anybody warm. Conversely, the Texas bullpen has been a beehive of activity since the early going in this one. 6-1 BYU, bottom three. Crooked numbers in the first, second, and third innings. Two runs apiece in each for BYU. Six runs on six hits. Tessis, one run on one hit. And a swinging strikeout. Third strike not caught. And so tossing it over to Vest is Reuter. And makes it official. The strikeout of Powell. Two gone here in the bottom of the third. Jalen Flores will now hit. He walked and was stranded in the first. BYU has a pretty tidy record when leading just after three innings. They tend to make the lead hold up. BYU 8-2 on the year when they lead after three. They attempt to lead after three today with a 6-1 lead in the bottom of the third and two gone for Flores. That's a weak dribbler, fouled to the Texas dugout area. BYU's yet to have a 1-2-3 inning yet on defense. Maybe this is the one. As some sunshine breaks through here in Austin. High 70s, cloudy, breezy, 15-mile-per-hour wind out to left. And it will not be a 1-2-3 inning as it's a base hit to left for Jalen Flores. And more two-out hitting for Texas. They've done so much work this weekend with two gone. So two-out single Flores and Max Ballou will step in. Ballou, 333 on the year. 333 with runners on. Down to 300 with two out as there are two out for Ballou. Slugging 755 on the year. In the Big 12 in conference play only as Ballou goes opposite field, high and deep to left, but curling foul for strike one. Ballou in Big 12 play leads the conference in hits, homers, RBI, and slugging percentage. He's reached base in seven consecutive games after his walk in the first. He was stranded. It was two out walks to Flores and Ballou, giving Texas some threat, but Galbaum was called out on strikes to end that threat as Kuhn delivers fastball high for ball one. One on one the count to Ballou with two gone, one on, bottom three, and a 6-1 BYU lead. The Cougs have more hits today than they had in all of last night. And ball two away. Last night, Cougs had only five hits. They were all extra base hits. Three doubles and two home runs. And BYU's got singles and home runs today for their six hits. It's back-to-back base hits. It's going to be to center field, going first to third. Holding at first is Ballou. First to third is Flores. And again, two-out hitting for Texas is the story of this series for the Longhorns. It'll again be up to Galvan to get something done. And now we see activity in the BYU bullpen. Jake Porter is up and throwing. Boston Mabius is up and throwing. And the leash won't be too long for Hayden Kuhn today because all hands are on deck and everybody can be available. Almost everybody except the two starters on Thursday and Friday in Hansen and Robinson. Mound visit for Abe Alvarez, BYU pitching coach. 6-1 ball game, but Texas threatening runners on the corners. Two gone for Ryland Galvan. And Texas's two-out hitting in this series has been pretty crazy. That's now their 13th hit with two out. Thirteen for 31 now in two-out hitting. Right-handed hitting Ryland Galvan facing the righty Hayden Kuhn. This would be a huge out for BYU. Just end the threat and keep the lead comfortable. But this Texas team, so productive offensively, can take a nice lead and slice it in a hurry. 6-1 BYU. Cougs, six runs on six hits. Texas, one run on three. Inside, handcuffing Galvan, and they're going to call catcher's interference, I think, on that. And Colin Reuter's going to oppose the call, but he's been called for catcher's interference for the second time in as many days. And it's going to load the bases for Will Gasparino. So going to second is Ballou. Taking first is Galvan. Now they're going to say hit by a pitch and not catcher's interference on that. And Reuter is going to say that Galvan worked himself into that HBP, and it'll be a pitching change for BYU on that note. So Hayden Coon's day is done as he gets himself into a bases-loaded jam here in the bottom of the third. We'll come back with the new BYU pitcher in 60 seconds on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
This is BYU Cougars Baseball on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.
BYU leading Texas 6-1. But the Longhorns have loaded the bases with two out in the bottom of the third for Will Gasparino. And with the right-handed hitting Gasparino coming up, the left-handed throwing Boston Mabius enters the game. As the Cougars' first relief pitcher, it's a PZ Printing pitching change brought to you by PZ Printing. Nothing inspires like print. Boston Mabius enters the fray. The red-headed southpaw recently lost the mustache, for which he's been known for quite some time. Boston taking his final warm-up tosses. On a warm but pleasant day here in Austin, Mabius making his ninth appearance. He last pitched in the second of two against Kansas last weekend, a week ago yesterday. He's gone 8 2/3 on the year, giving up 15 hits, 11 runs, all earned, a strikeout, 14 walks, 7, so a 2-1 strikeout-to-walk ratio. He's given up two home runs on the year, has an 11.42 ERA, and teams are hitting 395 against Mabius. So see if Mabius can bring BYU one of his better outings of the year here. On third is Flores. On second is Ballou. And on first is Galvan. Flores singling. Ballou singling Flores to third. And then Galvan hit by a pitch. Loading the bases. Texas coming in two today. 368 as a team with the bases loaded. 14-for-38 on the year. High leverage situation for Boston Mabius. See what he's got for Will Gasparino. Gasparino does lead Texas in striking out with 38. The Cougs would dearly love him to make it 39 right here. Opposite field. Angling foul down the right field line. Deep into right field. 0-1. Mabius gets ahead. Gasparino in the series 2-for-5. Two RBI, two strikeouts, and a hit by pitch coming earlier in this game. Then he was picked off of first by Hayden Coon. 6-1 BYU, bottom three, bases loaded Longhorns. Gasparino in an 0-1 hole. 1-1. Fastball missing away. Boston Mabius fastball, curve and change. Fastball topping out around 93. The southpaw comes set, kicks and fires and misses up top. Two balls and a strike. So fastball low 90s, curve in the high 70s, change in the low 80s. The pitching portfolio for Mabius. Will Gasparino. Two balls and a strike. The lanky right-handed hitting Gasparino lifts it into foul territory down the right field line. It's actually in play in foul territory. And Cooper Vest makes the catch. That looked like it was headed for the stands. The wind pushed it back into foul territory. And Coop ends the inning for BYU. What a play. And he had to deal with that wind, which helped BYU there. So, for Texas, no runs on two hits. There were no errors and three were left aboard. We go to the top of the fourth, 6-1 BYU on the new skin, BYU Sports Network.